very long. Got a busy day, a full night. So we're here this morning, and I'll do my best to bring you a message from the word of the Lord. And, I thought there for a minute that Mike was going to go in and preach the message where I was at. But that's been all right, too. I love that scripture. For a while, it seemed like John was offering me, too. There are two words in the second chapter of 1 John about the burden of the message that we'll try our best to bring to you this morning. It said in the second chapter, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." You know, so many times, his promises that he made to us, we just kind of slide them by. Don't pay no attention to them. You know, whenever, I'm glad that Jesus come, bled, and died. When he saved me, he didn't just save me and left me alone. He made a way that whenever I sin, I come short. My robe is stained with sin. I have an advocate. I have a right to call on the Lord. It will come to me, and he's faithful and just. I to forgive us of our sins. I come short. A lot of the times I come short. I neglect the Lord. I neglect the church. I neglect all the way through life. But he said, if we sin, and we will, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. There is forgiveness of our sins when we come short. Not willfully. I don't believe any of us would willfully I go out and do anything. But we all come short of the glory of God. But then there's another word that sounds my mind. I never heard it taught. The unction in that of the Lord. Let's go on over just a little bit. Into the 20th verse. We have an unction from the Holy One. And ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know him, and that no lie is of the truth. Brother, I'm glad that we have an unction. We have forgiveness. We have an unction from the Father. And the unction is a spiritual understanding, a spiritual wisdom, anointing, and that from God. If you be saved, you have forgiveness, and you have an unction, you have wisdom to know all things. You know tonight, today, whenever you come short, you know whenever you get cold and indifferent and that on God, you have enough of wisdom to know that you're living a righteous life, or you're just going through life. I just blundered through life. I hear the phrase, well, if this is wrong, maybe the Lord will forgive me. I'm here to tell you today, if the Lord forgives you, He will forgive you through repentance. When we come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I'm praying, I'm seeking, and asking Him to forgive us.
Amen.
Of our shortcomings.
Amen.
We have two words, the unction. Do we understand? We know all things spiritually. You don't have to be told. that you are sinning. You don't have to be told that you come short. Brother, you know it from inside. And you don't feel that the Spirit flowing just like it once did. You don't feel like you ought to with the Father. He said that there is a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof is the way of death. But he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all of these things will be added unto you. I'm glad that he made a way. As dumb as I am, he made a way that I would know that everything is all right between me and him, who is able to forgive me. It ain't up to man. Listen, if I do something to Eric, I'll go to him. I apologize. Try my best to make it right. But if he don't make it right with me, the Lord will.
Amen.
Listen, I'm glad that there's no respect to person with him. My little children, go and sin not, and know we would. Listen, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the truth is not in us. Brother, listen, we have the wisdom to know. We have an unction to know. I've never heard the unction preached on or taught on. But listen, it goes along with the gift of God. Listen, we still the way. Listen, whenever I set aside and fall all over my little self and pity, I have a pity party. Brother, listen, when I realize that I've out of fellowship with God, and so I humble myself and pray and seek him. He is faithful and just to forgive me.
Amen.
Of all my shortcomings, you may hold everything against me, but listen, the great judge is the one that we look to. He's faithful and just. We have a enamored with the Father. We have a right to kneel on our bended knees, pour our heart out to him. And we have an option to know all things. He said, well, we know all things. Yeah, sure. There's a lot of things in this world I don't know. As dumb as I am, but brother, listen, one thing that I do know, I was lost in the clutches of sin. I headed toward your devil's hell. But I know when I prayed, I swear, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Even whenever he saved me, I knew there was a difference in my life. Listen, I had a vision of heaven. I wanted to go, and it wasn't nothing that my mom done. I listened to get me there, except to teach me the right from wrong, to teach me about Jesus. But I had to work out my own salvation.
Amen.
With fear and trembling. Dad couldn't go there for me. Mom couldn't go there for me. But I had to go by myself, me and the Lord. When I come humble and obedient, and when he forgave me and wrote my name in the book of life. Brother, I knowed about it. Somebody said, it's not about feelings. If I couldn't feel the presence of the Lord, I wouldn't know I had him. But whenever I steal away somewhere and I meditate and I think about him and all the blessings that he has, I can feel his presence all over me. It wasn't something that somebody come up and poured on me. I feel him. I listen with him.
Amen.
My heart.
Amen.
Now listen. I'm thankful for my bringing up. I'm thankful for my teaching. I'm more than that. I'm thankful that they taught me. And whenever I obeyed and called on the Lord, I listen, he was right there.
Amen.
You bet. call it whatever you want. I call it just a presence from the Lord.
Amen.
He said, I will go with you. I'll never leave you. The Lord has never left me. Sometimes I stray away and leave him. But boys, listen, I have an open line. I from my heart, I to the throne of grace, I to the pools of glory, in Jesus, I will never go and not listen. I to a sinner, or a plead, somebody, a pleading, a Lord, save me, or just forgive me of my shortcomings.
Yes.
He's faithful and just.
Yes, he is.
I don't know why this morning, but that word unction had been of a bother me for a week or two. And whenever I learned what it was, then I could understand. I listened. I know that I know the reason the man was blind, and they questioned him as saying, call him a sinner. The blind man said, one thing that I know, that I was blind, but now I see, and I was lost, but now I'm forgiven. How you know you're forgiven?
Amen.
I feel the burden of the guilt of the sins rolled away. I feel like he's all over me. The unction of understanding, spiritual understanding. He gave us right to pray, and he said he'd forgive us. And then he gave us wisdom enough to know that we had been forgiven. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that awesome? Praise the Lamb of God. I wonder how many words that we just brush aside. Don't even pay no attention to. I wonder if we just read over them. Don't mean nothing to us. Boys, I tell you what, these two words that I bared down on this morning means everything to me and you. Go out and sin not. You don't want to go sin. That ain't your intentions. But if you do, just pray. That's the Lord forgive us. Amen. I'm going to ask somebody to come give a song. David's not here. Brother Eric. Bless Diana.